It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, open up prayer, please.
Father, we just thank you again this evening that as we come into your presence, that you have a right now word ready for your people, a word that will set us free, a word that will deliver us, a word that will come from heaven and change our hearts and minds to want to serve you even the more so. Because in your presence there is fullness of joy. In your presence there is wisdom. In your presence, God, you make everything whole. And I thank you as we gather to hear the word of God that it will penetrate our heart. The word of God will penetrate our thoughts. And the word of God will change us, God, that you'll make every crooked place straight tonight when this living word is spoken to help mankind, to help your people to strive to perfection, to strive to be pleasing to you, to strive to just continue on. When having done all to stand, we bind and rebuke the enemy through the airwaves that would try to hinder what you're doing this evening. We loose and dispatch the angels of God to encamp around about us because we fearfully love you and reverence you, God. Bless Pastor Smith. Bless her words tonight. May they go out and not return void, but will prosper and accomplish the things the word was sent to do. In Jesus' name, in advance, we give you praise and glory, and we thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome, and thank you to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Full Gospel House of Prayer also has a Wednesday night prayer line that starts at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The number is 916-588-9688. Also, Full Gospel House of Prayer has services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. located in North Highlands, California, inside the Ark of Salvation Banquet Room, and the address is 6920 Larchmont Ave, again in North Highlands, California. Also, a save the date announcement. Full Gospel House
of
Prayer.
Can you repeat the number for the Wednesday night prayer?
Sure, absolutely. That's 916-588-9688, and that it starts at 8 p.m. West Coast time. The final announcement is a save-the-date announcement. The anniversary services will be held on September 9th in Sacramento, California, again at the address on Larchmont, and there will be more details to follow. Just a reminder, every time you're on the prayer line, remember when giving your testimony, please keep them 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, His word, and His works. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? 1 to 2 minutes, please.
Yes, this is me, Jerome. I have a testimony. The other day I was driving home from work, and I caught something in my left eye, went home, and it was kind of itchy and irritated. The next morning I woke up, my eye was swollen up. So I used the prayer cloth that I had during the foot washing and just began to gently rub my eye and then just thank God for healing. And that same day my eye went back to normal.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. My name is Keisha. I live in Las Vegas. I am Kenny's cousin. And I was telling her earlier that I had a breakthrough. Back in maybe 2007, I was living in Hazelcrest, Illinois, and I was moving. I was going to move from my apartment to move to my aunt's basement apartment so that I could save some money to buy a house. And I was telling Penny that I had a relationship with the Lord already. And God clearly told me, do not move to Maywood. And I did it anyway. And once I got there, I couldn't pray anymore. I was a prayer. I used to pray every day. I would get on my hands and knees and travail in the spirit. And when I got there, I just couldn't pray anymore. I lost my desire to read the word. And I was just bound. In 2008, I had a massive stroke, which rendered me disabled for 2 years. I couldn't walk at all. I'm walking now, and I'm still dealing with the challenges and still learning and still progressing. And I was telling her that last week on the prayer line, you know, I have been praying, talking to the Lord and telling the Lord, please help me to get past this. I need to be able to pray again. I need to be able to get in my word. And I was telling her that last week on the prayer line, when you were speaking, I got my breakthrough. I was on mute, and I was telling her I was able to travail. I was speaking in tongues again. I hadn't been able to do that since 2007. And I was telling
Praise
her that
Lord.
I got a breakthrough. And ever since then, I've been able to pray, and I've gained my desire to read the word again. And I've just really had some progress.
Praise God, sister. Praise the Lord for your testimony. Does anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Tamara. I just want to give a really quick testimony. I know my husband's on the line, but he's not able to speak from his earphones. We had a situation where one of our vehicles wasn't operating correctly, so we had it in the shop, and he drove another vehicle that we usually don't drive, and he was going to work at 4 in the morning, and a car just happened to travel into his lane, and he had to pull over to the side and jerk, and it was just God being with him, because he had said a prayer before he went to work that morning that kept him to where he was able to steer our vehicle and get back on the freeway. So I just thank God for his angels encamping around us and the power of prayer and a right now word. So I just thank the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Cece. My testimony is some of my fundings came through, and it came through right on time, so I'm grateful for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, there's a young man that you have been praying for. He had went to jail, and he was innocent, and his identity and everything, but anyhow, he went to court, and they did throw out his case. He will not be retried, and I just thank God for that prayer going out, and God heard that prayer for that young man.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Alicia. Pastor, if you prayed for me earlier in the year in reference to some money that was owed to me, and I received the money in my account a few days ago, and I have to say it was right on time.
Praise the Lord. I remember that prayer when you was relocated to Atlanta. That's
yes.
True.
Yes,
that God really said you're going to get that money. Praise the Lord, Sister
yes,
Alicia. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, I just want to give a praise report about the young lady that my friend's daughter, who was suicidal, she's better. She's just checking into college in Atlanta, Kennesaw University. So I got reports back that she's doing a lot better than she was, and it's because of your prayers that went out for her as this transition is taking place. I just praise God for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to get into the Word of God. You have your Bibles tonight. Would you please turn to Psalms, the 33rd chapter of Psalms, verses 10 through 12. And the last book is Genesis, the 11th chapter, verses 4 through 9. We're going to go again with those two books, Psalms 33, verses 10 through 12. In Genesis, the 11th chapter, verses 4 through 9, And when everyone get those two books, could you please say amen, please?
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word, that your word, O Father, will move tonight, that the breath of God will bring life to the word. And we thank you for anointing your word for deliverance tonight, in Jesus' name. This word is the word that we're going to intercede and pray tonight concerning things that are happening around the world and in our country. We need a move of God. I know people are protesting, but we need a prayer movement tonight. And that's why I thank God for the DJ and the engineers and all the ones that's part of this, that's allowing us to pray. We need a prayer movement tonight. And intercessors have a heart for prayer. As the young lady said after she got on the prayer line, she have a heart to pray again. And prayer is a necessity. And we know the power of intercessory prayer. It brings forth revival. I'm not talking about men and women doing a church revival. It revives you. It brings forth healing. It changes nations. Strongholds come down because we pray. God used people to pray in the earth to accomplish his will through prayer. And we know when Daniel, the man of prayer, prayed, you said something so powerful, Sabrina. It penetrated heaven. His prayers penetrated. His prayers touched heaven. His prayers pierced heaven. His prayers invaded heaven. His prayers invaded the throne room. His prayers were so deep, it was effective. It had entered in the place of God. In the prayers that Daniel prayed, he was an intercessor. It scattered, it dispelled and dispersed the enemy. Satan's plans was broken up through prayer. And that's why we're on this line tonight, to intercede, to pray for the things that's going on worldwide, to stop the enemy through prayer, the ungodly counsel of Satan. That's what prayer does. It comes against the devices of the evil one. It calls the Lord to move. It shakes things around us. It brings a shift in the things that's happening around us. The ungodly counsel, those corrupt things that's happening, the wicked and evil, vile things that we're seeing, the design that Satan is penetrating, the Spirit of God move against those plans and those schemes and those devices when we pray. It stopped the craftiness of Satan, the tricks and the inventions that Satan is maneuvering right now. It brings them to confusion. We're going to see by the word of God in Jesus' name. Beginning now, please, with Psalms 33:10 through 12.
The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance.
This is a word tonight to those that are in agreement, to the ones that see that we need a prayer movement as never before. This word will stop the ungodly counseling that we see, that's the corrupt things, the wicked, the vile things and the opinion that Satan trying to pierce in the airways, the forethoughts of the enemy. This word saying the Lord, we talking about God, he frustrates the purpose that's not of his counsel. He frustrates the purpose of nation. He keeps them from carrying out their plans. We're going to pray tonight that the plans of the devil, the ungodly counsel, God going to keep those plans from working tonight. His plans endures forever. We're talking about the counsel of God. The counsel of God is his word. His plans tonight endured forever. His purpose lasts always. And this word is saying, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The Lord we're serving, the God we're serving, he's the Lord over this nation. And God has chosen us as his own. And so that's why we're on this line to pray tonight against the vile spirits of Satan, against his devices. We need a move of God in prayer tonight. We need God to move to change the plans of the evil one, to shift those plans, those ungodly counseling, those corrupt things that we're seeing daily over the TV. It's nationwide. There's so much corruption in Kenya. There's so much things that's going on in Somalia. They're trying to rebuild that country, and people are going back home, and the devil is trying to destroy the plans that God have for rebuilding that country. There's so many things that's going on in the Congo. I'm talking about things worldwide, North Korea, South Korea. There's so many things that's going on in Somalia. There's so many things that's going on in Uganda, Rwanda. It's time to pray. These are world problems. These are things that we just sit back and cross our legs. But tonight we're going to move the hand of God. We're going to move the hand through prayer as Daniel did. And when Daniel began to pray, it penetrated. It touched God. It invaded heaven. It entered in that the Spirit of God sent on help to stop the plans. And that's why we're going to pray tonight. That's the purpose of an intercessor. An intercessor, when they begin to pray from their heart, I'm talking about an intercessor that's sold out to God, not caught up with foolishness, not debating and going on all this foolishness, how the enemy will bring you into debating with one another and coming against one another. An intercessor, don't get involved with those kind of things. An intercessor pray that revival comes, and that revival come in and circumcise hearts. And when you have a circumcised heart, you're going to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. And that's what revival is. It means your spirit is, and your heart is no longer stony anymore. You feel the things of God. Your heart has been penetrated by the fingers of God, and the fingers of God come in and split your heart, and your heart no longer is stony, but your heart becomes fleshly. Revivals begin in your heart, and then God can move through that intercessor. An intercessor is cautious by their walk, by their thoughts, their deeds, their hearts. They continuously examine themselves so they can be in a place with God so that they can pray through. And when the enemy come with fiery darts, they know the word of God, and they stop that demonic spirit, because the enemy come to distract us, saints of God. He come with a fiery dart to get our eyes off of what God wants us to do in the earth. Intercessors move the hands of God. I'm talking about in the earth. And this is why we are praying against this chaos. We want to pray against this devices that Satan is bruising and causing to come up in the earth. These devices, these schemes, this craftiness of Satan, the trickery of the enemy, the invention that Satan has invented years ago, he's maneuvering now as never before. This is nothing new. He did this years ago in the garden. He's just moving through new people and things in place. But it's the same old spirit. And that's why it's imperative for us to pray. And we're going to see how God moved in a time when they was trying to do something crafty. Begin with Genesis 11:4-9, please.
And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all of the earth.
This was a spirit created by Satan for the people to build a city that reaches to the sky, to make a name for themselves. And they wanted this thing to tower to the sky, to make a name for themselves. It wasn't anything about God. It was about themselves. That's what we're seeing right now in the earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which man had built. And he said, they're one. There was an agreement. And only one can come against that spirit was God, because they were in agreement. They were in oneness. That's why it's so powerful to be in oneness. And see, the devil come to the against the body of Christ to get us scattered, to get us out of oneness. But it's power and unity and oneness. And he said they are in oneness. They speak the same language. They understood one another. They was in agreement. There's power in agreement tonight, saints of God. When you're scattered, you're in confusion, the devil loves it. He sat back in the pew with his leg crossed. He say, oh, let them sing real good. Let them talk real good. They don't love one another. They're coming against one another. And I'm in control of this service. And the spirit of Ichabod is in the church, and the spirit of God has departed. When we're not in agreement, when we're not walking in love, when we're not in unity, your prayers are hindered. And the spirit of God said, they were all in agreement. They were in oneness. He said they're going to be able to do everything they want to do. He said, but I'll go down. We want the spirit of God to come in the midst of us tonight. He said, I'll go down. I'll mix up their language where they won't understand one another. He said, I'm going to scatter. Meaning he's going to bring confusion and disorder. He was going to disturb and mix them up. He was going to bring them into perplexity and going to cause them to be confounded, to disarm them. That's what we need to pray tonight, that God bring confusion over this evil spirit, that God bring disorder, that God bring disturbance, that he mix them up and cause them to be bewildered and put them in shock tonight. And that's what God did. So the Lord brought confusion. He stopped them from building, and the city was called Babylon because the Lord confused them and scattered them over the earth. This spirit need to be scattered by prayer tonight. This spirit need to come into utter confusion tonight. This spirit need to be dispelled tonight. This spirit need to be dispersed tonight. And only one can break up this spirit is the power of God through prayer. When we're in agreement, when we're in oneness, this is an evil spirit. This is a biased spirit. This is a racist spirit. This is a spirit to overthrow people. This is a spirit that's not of love. We were created in the image of God. All mankind was. He made us all. And God loved us all. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son to mankind. Did he give his son? Not to a certain class of people, but to mankind. And this spirit hates unity. This spirit hates love because it's not of love. He said, how can you love me who you have not seen and hate your brother? This is not love. And so we need to pray tonight that this is an evil spirit. This spirit needs to be turned upside down by the Holy Spirit. This spirit needs to be changed. This is ungodly. We're talking about spirits tonight that come in and incubate and occupy humans. Talking about spirits tonight that comes in when you have an opening. That spirit, see that opening? He comes in to a dry place, and he come and occupy that place. And he bring other spirits with him, more wicked. And that's what's happening right now. These wicked spirits come in and occupy people so that their agenda that the devil wants to do can use people. It's an ungodly spirit. It's ungodly counseling from the devil that's speaking to the minds and the hearts of people. It's corrupt. It's wicked. It's evil. And it's designed to destroy. It's a plan of Satan. And we're not going to let this happen tonight because we're going to intercede and we're going to pray against this demonic power because God is love. We just read the word of God, how the Spirit of God brought utter confusion to this city that was going to be built up to make a name for themselves. It was God was not in it. God is not in this. That's what we are seeing now. He is not in it. He's the God of love. And so he has anointed his people to pray. So what do prayer does? I just explained it to you. It brings a change in our nation. And strongholds have to come down when we pray. And what happened? Revivals come in the hearts of people. So what we want to pray that these people, that God would draw them and save them. They have a heart of God. Because their heart are corrupt. Anytime you want to destroy somebody, anytime that you want to come against someone, they don't want them to have justice. Because God is the God of justice. And God is awakening in this hour. Sometimes it appears as though justice is asleep. But tonight, I believe and I decree that justice is awakened tonight because somebody's praying. It cannot stay asleep. It must awaken when you pray. And that's what God is saying, to come against these ungodly spirits with prayer, that the Lord would save, that the Lord will revive, that the Lord will circumcise heart, will bring them into a place where they're sorry, with a place of remorse, so they can be healed from this corruption. And that's why we're on this prayer line tonight, to pray against these ungodly spirits, these spirits that's been prompted by the evil one, that the plans of Satan come into utter confusion, that the spirit of prayer tonight would touch God. Spirit of God, a prayer will penetrate the heavens and dispel the evil one, would disperse him, will cause him to be in utter confusion and confound him and bewilder him and disarm him with prayer. I know prayer would do it. Why? Because of his word. We're not going to pray out of our flesh. We're going to pray the word of God. And what do number 23:19 says? God's not a man that he should lie. neither son of man that he should repent. Has he said it by his word, and shall not he do it by his word? Has he spoken his word, and shall not he make it good? His word will make it good, saints of God. Isaiah 48 said, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. His word is going to stand forever. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Matthew 24 and 35, his word will not pass away. He said, the interest of his word give light and understanding to the simple. These are simple-minded spirits. He said, but his word give light and give understanding to the simple. That's Psalm 119 and 30. I'm quoting word tonight that we're standing on the power of the word. He said, forever, O Lord, the word is settled in heaven. That's Psalms 119 and 89. The word is a lamp unto my feet, this is a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. I'm giving words that's going out tonight to fight against that spirit, the prince of the air, the powers of corruption, the ungodly spirit, those vile spirit, schemes against the plan of God. But God is love. Those devices will not work. When we stand in agreement against this crafty spirit and this spirit of trickery that Satan has sent into the earth to disturb people. And so tonight, if anyone has special prayer tonight, we're going to pray about your request, and we're going to go to the throne room tonight and intercede against this power of darkness, that the spirit of the word, that the power of intercessory prayer will confound this spirit and disarm this spirit that's working against our country. Do anyone has need a person of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor, this is DC, and I'm asking for personal prayer for a situation at my job, and I just need these people to be exposed at my job. They're still doing destruction to my cubicle area.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
This is Sister Alicia. I'd like to pray for my daughter's grandfather who's in ICU tonight.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room tonight. Father, I thank you tonight for the Spirit of God to breathe on us as we pray. Forgive us for any sins tonight in Jesus' name. You said the prayers of the righteous avail it much. Father, we ask that thou will forgive us for any unrighteous deed, thoughts. We come in Jesus' name, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring into captivity every thought tonight to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Father, we come and disarm anything that's not in agreement tonight in Jesus' name. There's power in agreement. We bind up any disagreement tonight. And, Father, we thank you, Father. You said, well, two or three are gathered together in your name, you're in the midst. And that's a cord that the devil can't stop. It only takes two or three on this line to be in agreement tonight. And your words say you're in the midst. Let's constitute a church. This is church online tonight, God. And we thank you for the Spirit of God to breathe in Jesus' name and cause this prayer, God, to be penetrated into the heavenly host tonight. That the Spirit of God, hallelujah, will receive our prayers, a sweet odor in his nostril tonight. That our prayer will go to the throne room tonight in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for it. Father, I thank you, Father, that Sister Cece is under the blood of Jesus. and that God, she got to stand in faith knowing that the devil cannot do anything while she's at work against her, that the Spirit of God, hallelujah, has eyes upon her. And we thank you, God, that she walked into that place in faith and pleading the blood over her cubicle, and that the Spirit of God at his perfect time shall expose every enemy. You said you will expose every hidden thing. And God, we thank you for the exposure that the blood covered this woman of God, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for Sister Alicia, God. We thank you, Father, for this prayer to go in for her baby's grandfather in ICU. Father, you or God can go any place, anytime, all the time. Father, I thank you for your presence to go to that place where this grandfather is. That the Spirit of God and angel go now in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of healing will go now and stop everything that Satan has came against this man's body with. We come against the Spirit in Jesus' name, who's the Spirit of God to invade ICU. That the Spirit of healing will touch this man's body. And we renounce the spirit of infirmities in Jesus' name. We cast it out by the word of God. We look the spirit of healing now in the virtues of Jesus Christ to enter into his members that's sick. We send the word of God that every sick members be made whole and healthy now in Jesus' name. We renounce sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. We look the spirit of God to move upon this body the way he designed it to work, that this man come out of ICU, go into recovery. Hallelujah, preparing him for home. We bind up premature death and anything that desires to attach itself on his body. We renounce it in Jesus' name. With the stripes of Jesus, we call him healed by faith in Jesus' name. Father, we come together tonight praying. Our intercessors have a heart to pray. They pray, oh God, because prayer is a necessity. And, oh, Father, when we begin to pray, it moves the hand of God. We need a move of God tonight on this prayer line. Oh, God, to come against the upheaval, oh, God, that's nationwide, that's worldwide. We pray in Jesus' name for the things that happened in Kenya, God. Oh, the corruption, oh, God, in politics, that the Spirit of God go to that place, God, and the Spirit of God begin to come against that corruption, that thing, oh, God, that doesn't want Kenya to go into a place, oh, God, where people's lives will be better. The Spirit of God have to do what they cannot do. I thank you, Father, with the Spirit of God to spoil the plans of Satan over Kenya in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God invade that place. And the Spirit of God, hallelujah, cause the saints to pray as never before. For hallelujah, for that place, oh Father, that the Spirit of God will move the devices of corruption that will come against their actions in Jesus' name, that will come against, hallelujah, the craftiness in that place in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the good politician to stand for. And we bind up assassination in Jesus' name. We lose the life of Jesus to keep that person alive so Kenya can come into a place, oh God, a revival and to change in Jesus' name. I pray for Somalia, oh God, that the people of God that you're sending back, I don't care what they believe in, but God, draw them by your spirit, oh God. Those that's in another faith that's not lifting up Jesus Christ in the cross, we ask that the Spirit of God will draw them to Jesus in the cross. Those that you're sending back to build up Somalia, the engineers, the doctors, the teachers, those that's in different professions, oh God, to cause that city to thrive again. To cause that place to thrive again. We thank you for the Spirit of God to move that it would thrive in the enemy that's been sent out against them, that the Spirit of God will subdue the enemy tonight in Jesus' name. And God, we're going to thank you for it, and I'm going to praise you for it in Jesus' name. I thank you tonight, God, as we pray for our nation, that that spirit that the enemy has sent out, that ungodly counsel, these corrupt things, the wickedness and the vile things that we're seeing, oh God, that's been designed by Satan, the corruption, oh God, those things, oh God, that's planned by Satan, schemes by Satan, that the Spirit of God will stop the craftiness and the trickery. We stand tonight on your word, Psalm 33:10-12. Your word say you will frustrate their plan. Your word say their plans will not be carried out. I'm standing on your word. I just read it. That your word say you will frustrate their purpose, that your word said their plans will not be carried out, that the purpose of God will stand eternally. You said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and God has chosen for his own. We thank you for the intercessors now to stand in agreement with this word, Psalm 33:10-12. We just read it. Your word said it. We're standing on your word in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God has gone out by his word to confuse and to scatter everything that's bringing disorder and bringing disturbance. Everything, Father, I thank you for perplexing those spirits, bring those spirits into a spirit of perplexity, causing those spirits to be confounded, causing those spirits to be disarmed tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you, O Father Jesus, that your word will scatter those spirits and that those spirits will not be in agreement. It's already happening already. Father, I thank you for scattering those spirits as you did in Genesis the 11th chapter. You scattered those spirits, O God. You caused such disorder and such disturbance, those spirits could not be in agreement. I come in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God break agreement now with the spirit in this earth, and that the Spirit of God would disarm it in Jesus' name. And Father, that the word that we are praying tonight will penetrate and touch heaven as you did with Daniel when the prince of Persia was coming against what God had revealed to Daniel, that they should be out of captivity, that you sent a messenger angel. You sent on Gabriel. And then, God, you sent on help through a warring angel, Michael the archangel. I ask that Michael the archangel come now in Jesus' name. That I thank you, Father Jesus, that that angel come with legions of angels tonight and bring utter confusion against this spirit, God, that the Spirit of God will bring justice, that justice is awakened tonight by prayer. That's what you did for Daniel. You awakened justice for them to be set free from their captivities. In Jesus' name, we thank you tonight, God, that the Spirit of God will bring safety around your people, oh God, that as they drive, as they go in and out of places to tend to their business, that the blood cover them, that the spirit of the evil one will not come against them, will not, hallelujah, annihilate them. We lose the blood to cover them. We lose the blood to protect them on jobs, in their homes, wherever they are at night, God. Those that are traveling by night, that the blood protect them, that the blood be up around them, that angels now be dispersed to keep them, children at school. We lose the blood. We lose angels now, special angel to watch over your children, that the blood of Jesus come against pedophiles, kidnappers, anything that will invade the privacy of children, that the blood will cover them tonight in Jesus' name. Anyone on jobs, hallelujah, that's been unfairly treated, that the blood expose everything, oh God, that the enemy is coming against them on their job. People that's going to jobs, stressed out, hating their job because of someone giving them a hard time, that the blood stop these spirits. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood to open up doors of employment, that the spirit of justice, oh God, will give them jobs. I pray for the blood to move in penitentiary, those that's incarcerated, many are in incarceration because, hallelujah, the law is failing. But the Spirit of God said the government is on his shoulder. Defend wholeheartedly the innocent tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, that your heart, hallelujah, is moved tonight in prayer. I pray, oh Father, for those that's raising children along the single parent, that the Spirit of God send on help tonight and be that extra salary for them and stretch and enlarge their territories in the name of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name for the sick and the afflicted that's in hospital and care facility that has received bad diagnosis, that the spirit of healing will go and attach itself to them tonight in Jesus' name. I pray in the name of Jesus for every need to be met in Jesus' name, for those that has a need in their secret closets praying. Your word says, our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's by Christ Jesus. When we look to the arms of flesh, hallelujah, the arms of flesh always let us down, but we look into the hills for where our help come from tonight. Our help come from the Lord. You are the Lord our shepherd, and we shall not want. I thank you for the Spirit of God to invade every place that people has a need tonight, to open up doors that they think is closed. You say you open up doors that no man can shut. In Jesus' name, you are God that can create doors that the enemy has closed, that the enemy has shut down. But Spirit of God, I thank you that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost will go now and shatter the plans of Satan. And God, we're going to thank you for tonight. We're going to praise you for tonight. Anyone that's traveling in the airways, that the Spirit of God will move in the airways and touch planes, and they will arrive safe to their destination. We bind up premature death in Jesus' name. We lose life now, God, to go out where the enemy has pronounced death. We come against every diagnosis of death in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of life will penetrate tonight, and your word, God, will bring life, that you will cleanse blood that need to be cleansed. Any diagnosis, hallelujah, that blood is not cleansed, we lose the cleansing blood of Jesus, the DNA of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to begin to move in their blood. Now in Jesus' name, every cell conceptive to the word tonight, in the name of Jesus, that needs be met, those financial needs that the people of God, hallelujah, don't see no way out. I thank you for the doors of finance to be open tonight in Jesus' name. People that can't pay their bills, hallelujah, has repossession, hallelujah, in all things, hallelujah, that's coming against them, foreclosure. We stop it tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you for sure dwelling. We thank you for paying bills tonight in Jesus' name. We pray for the fivefold ministry, that the Spirit of God will make us one, even as you and your Father is one. We thank you for the Spirit of oneness to begin to penetrate the church tonight, the body of Christ tonight. We thank you, God, there's power in unity. There's power in agreement, that the Spirit of God come against the schism tonight in Jesus' name. That's a spirit of the evil one. Hallelujah. But we come against schism tonight with the Spirit of God to heal us, oh Father, in every area that's lame, that's lacking, that need a touch from God, that the Spirit of God will save those that has a racist spirit, will draw them tonight. Those that think, hallelujah, they're better than the other, that the Spirit of God will save them tonight and draw them to the cross. And I praise you for it, and I thank you for it by faith, because your word said you desire that none perish, but all come unto repentance. I thank you for the spirit of repentance to move rapidly in the earth tonight, because you desire that none perish, but all come unto repentance. And I thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name. Saints, be encouraged. We're going to thank God that it's done, and signs and wonders will follow the believers in Jesus' name. Be blessed. We see you next week, same time, in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Falling in love
with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms, never dead, connected. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Oh, can you sing with me? Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Oh, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing.
None like you, Jesus. For there is none. Like the bread of life, the word of life, became flesh and saved my soul. That's why I love. Falling in love with Jesus. Give God praise in this house. Lift up the name of Jesus. Give him praise.